Alec Murdoch. It's a name you've probably heard. He is the wealthy, now disbarred lawyer from South Carolina, and he is testifying today in his own double murder trial. Here he is yesterday.
I didn't shoot my wife or my son anytime. Ever.
And this week, in a very timely decision, Netflix debuted a docuseries all about the Murdoch family. It's about several deaths connected to this family, and the show is called The Murdoch Murders, A Southern Scandal. And for more, we have Eric Deggans on the line, NPR's TV critic. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So this series goes back to 2019 and a boating accident involving the son of Alec Murdoch. And this is the son that prosecutors accuse Alec of killing along with his wife. Is that where this story really starts?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is sort of set the stage a little and have you understand the context of this family, their history. They were a legal powerhouse in this area of South Carolina. Their family law firm's been around for something like a century. And one of the things they talk about is that the son, Paul, who was murdered, was alleged to have been operating a boat drunkenly while his friends were on the boat, causing a crash that killed one of them. And so the docuseries delves into that. Mm-hmm. Let's check it out.
Y'all know Alec Murdoch?
Oh, yeah, I know his name.
That's his son. Good luck.
Controversy for many isn't just about the crash itself, but why Murdoch hasn't been booked into jail.
This was a family that you didn't want to mess with. They could have something swept under the rug and no one would ever know about it.
So one of the things that they do is they talk to a lot of people who were on the boat and a lot of people around the area who knew about it. And the allegation is that the family had a habit of covering up for Paul when he would get drunk and do things like this. Nothing this extreme, of course, but the allegation is that they may have helped him. They kind of trace that. And along the way, they give you a sense of how this family responds to things that members of the family may have done that have broken the law or that were controversial.
So the show makes clear this is a powerful family in South Carolina, but there are additional crimes the members of the family are accused of, yeah?
Yes. In one case, there was a gay student at the high school who died under mysterious circumstances. His body was found in a road, but it didn't look like he died of a traffic accident. And there were whispers that he was close to Buster, the other son of Alec, who is still alive, and that there may have been some reason for Buster to be involved in his death. And then they also had a longtime housekeeper who was close to Paul, and she died after a fall. And there were questions about how that happened.
Wow.
And we've got a little clip sort of illustrating some of the questions and comments people were saying around the area about it. Let's listen.
I was at the hardware store one day and somebody saw Maggie Murdoch walk by and they said, "There goes old Maggie Murder." And I said, "Why are you calling that lady that?" And they said, "Well, you know, she pushed the housekeeper down the stairs."
Mm. And then there's also allegations presented inside the docuseries that Alec Murdoch filed some sort of legal proceedings on behalf of her family and then took the money and misappropriated it. So there are a lot of questions about how the family has handled some very significant things that happened to them. Towards the end, you know, they talk about, you know, the murders of Alec's wife and son,
mm-hmm.
and how this may fit into this pattern of the family kind of covering up for controversial things that the family was involved in, and then it all sort of coming to a head, not only with these murders, but with Alec's admission on the stand that he had misappropriated funds from the law firm.
And for Netflix, it cannot be a more opportune time to drop this, right? At the end of the series, they even have some phone audio from Alec Murdoch calling his other son, his remaining son, Buster, from prison.
Hey, Buzz, I'm going to ask you, did Netflix put something out about all this?
So he's referring to this Netflix series. And I guess the question for you, Eric, is do you think this is a responsible portrayal of the family? Does it adhere to the evidence, or does it kind of lead the viewer in a certain direction.
It did seem to me that they were presenting a lot of people who were talking about rumors around the town about what the family might have been responsible for. And I was thinking to myself, you know, some of these people they're presenting don't really have any direct knowledge about what they're talking about. So it's kind of odd. Mm. But, you know, Alec on the stand has admitted some of the things that they talk about in this docuseries. And that enough is such a troubling picture of how he conducted himself as a lawyer, as a father, as a husband. Mm. You know, several of the things that they kind of allege in this docuseries, Alec seems to have admitted on the stand.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me.